T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan on The Fan.
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts. We are live and in living color once again from Yankee Stadium. Game 2 of the Yankees' home season. Of course, they'll play the second game of their series with the Tampa Bay Rays. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We'll be here till about 12:25, 12:30 or so. We'll take it over, send it over to John Sterling and Susan Waldman. First pitch about a little after 1 o'clock. Ernie Acosta with us here at the stadium. Corey Aaron and Matt Casey back at the shop in Manhattan. Bro, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. Another beautiful day for baseball.
Little cloudy, but we'll take it. The temperature is stellar, somewhere in the 60s. Supposed to go up to the low 70s today, but outstanding day. And I guess I don't have to worry too much about Yoenis after last night's
performance. I told you, man. Yoenis Cespedes last year reminded you. Remember, he got off to a tough start. Some dopey Met fans were booing him.
Yep.
And he made a comment about the weather. Now, obviously, the weather is cold in October, and you hope that that doesn't affect him then.
Let's hope we have that concern.
But Yoenis is one of those guys who gets better as the temperatures warm up. Yesterday, the game time temperature in Philadelphia was 81 degrees. And in the first inning, with two on and nobody out, Clay Buchholz is ahead of Yoenis Cespedes 0-2. So what does Clay Buchholz do, you ask? He throws a fastball right down the middle.
Yes.
And Yoenis Cespedes deposits it into the seats in center field, which was a sign of things to come.
That was that.
Because the Mets, and they have seemed to do this incredibly well the last couple of years at Citizens Bank Park, they've made it their home building by having lots of days in which they hit many, many home runs. Yoenis would hit two more. Lucas Duda would hit two.
Including just a monster. I mean, one of the longest home runs I think I've ever seen to dead center in Philadelphia. And they said it was 448. It had to be 500 feet. Come on.
Yeah, I thought when Duda hit that home run.
Oh, my God.
And that was in the sixth inning, and the game was already out of reach.
Yeah, it felt good.
Yep. And it cleared the batter's eye in center field. I thought it was one of the furthest home runs I've ever seen
in Philadelphia. I thought it was going to come back
at like 500 feet.
Yep.
So I, like you, I was surprised they only said 440, but man, it was a bomb. And that was a feel-good day if you're the Met lineup because basically everybody took part in the offensive onslaught of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Well, everybody got a hit, including Reyes, who got a was dropped to the seventh spot in the order last night with Grandison leading off. Even he got a double in the game. But look, we expect this kind of stuff out of Yoenis. I expect Duda to be able to hit home runs. As Drupal had a big game too, where he came within one hit of a triple of the cycle. So did Duda, for that matter, last night. But I thought Travis d'Arnaud, we saw three hits from him. We saw a home run from him. He drove in three runs in the game. You know, maybe we see something out of him this year, which would be huge if d'Arnaud is going to start to hit a little bit.
I still wonder what is enough to live with his defense. I don't know what that number is. We asked Mark Carrig, who covers the Mets for Newsday yesterday, about that, and I think his numbers were like 270.
15 home runs.
Yeah.
And like an 800 or whatever that is, OPS, SPO, POS.
No, that's not an old stat.
It's on base plus slugging. I know.
Yeah, which I actually think is a good indicator to judge how a guy is doing. It kind of takes into account getting on base, takes into account extra base hits. And Travis d'Arnaud didn't do any of that last year.
No.
But, you know, it's early enough where who knows what d'Arnaud's going to give you offensively. I think it's just good to have those days where you can just pummel an opponent. You don't have to use Fernando Salas, who they seem to use every single night. And Matt Harvey was okay. You know, he was pretty good.
Did what he had to do. You know, he had a big lead. He did what he had to do. He had a lead right from the get-go, so.
Yeah, it helps when you get three runs in the first inning.
No doubt. It helps when
you're up 5-0 going into the second inning.
Yep.
And he gives up that home run to Mekel Franco. And for the most part, was pretty good. He ran into trouble in the fourth inning. He was able to get through it. It didn't look like that hamstring issue was a major issue. issue. I think because it's the sixth inning, because they're up 10-2, there's no reason, you know, to take any risk with him. His pitch count was already 92 at that point. So as he was racing over to cover first on the Saunders ground out, I think if you're Terry Collins, you've got to, you know, you got to be cautious at this point. But you always like wins like that, where you can just pummel your opponent. And the Mets seem to be able to do that in the city of Philadelphia. They go there,
oh God,
and they hit most of the time.
Well, they've really beaten up the Phillies. I think the record with the win last night is now 41-18 over the last how many years against the Phillies overall. Remember, they had that record-setting 9-home-run game there. Was it last year they hit the 9 home runs in Philadelphia? I think it was. Jose Reyes, remember, had a 3-home-run game in Philadelphia back in his first stint as a Met. That place has now become the home away. They hit there like crazy.
Yeah.
And David Wright used to hit there like crazy, too. Unfortunately, he's not there now. But boy, oh boy. Keep playing the Phillies, man.
I will say I understand Terry Collins is, trying to find the real Jose Reyes. He made that FBI joke the other day. And I understand that you'll do anything to get a guy going. Jose Reyes as a 6-hitter, 7-hitter, 8-hitter loses a ton of value for the New York Mets. At that point, I'd rather see Wilmer Flores and TJ Rivera. Reyes's value to this team is the fact he's the only real leadoff hitter on this roster.
Yep.
So it was probably a one-day, two-day thing by Terry to try to get him going. But I still don't fully understand why he's not getting other guys involved. I mean, a guy like TJ Rivera, even Wilmer Flores. Jose Reyes is important to this team. I'm not saying he isn't. I think ideally you want him hitting and you want him being your leadoff hitter. I think Curtis Granderson does a good job as a leadoff hitter. Mm-hmm. Certainly 2 years ago they got to a World Series with him. And what I loved about Granderson in the top of the first inning is not only does he give you that long at-bat, but he drew a walk, which is exactly what you want from a leadoff hitter.
Yep.
Now, he
yep.
strikes out a lot for a leadoff hitter. He struck out 3 times yesterday. He does that. But ideally, you want Jose Reyes in the leadoff spot. And so dropping him to the 6 or 7 hole just to get him going, I don't know. I was with you yesterday. I would get somebody else in there like a TJ Rivera just to see what he's got. I mean, a guy like Rivera has had 3 at-bats all season.
I'm in.
How do you get a guy like that going?
I'm all for seeing Rivera play third base a little bit. Let's see it. I'm in. Do it.
Tonight, Zach Wheeler's on the mound, and it'll be interesting to see what he can do in start number 2. I think the story from start number 1 was just him being out there and being healthy. He wasn't very good. He had a kind of
It wasn't a great
trouble.
Night. It was a cold night, too, at Citi Field. Remember, that was Friday, which was a terrible day.
Yeah,
so
wasn't ideal.
Weather-wise.
And also, the guy had made a start in 2 years.
Right.
So tonight,
a
better environment, beautiful weather in Philadelphia. I'm intrigued what they get from Zach Wheeler tonight.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. But so far, so good. I mean, look, the Mets 3 in a row now. They break out last night, as we mentioned, the 14 runs, the 7 home runs. Cespedes becomes the first Met ever to have 2-3 home run games in his career. Nobody else has ever did that at all. A lot of guys have hit 3 home runs as a Met. But, yeah, I mean, you got and really, of the big three that have pitched, the big three being Syndergaard, DeGrom, and Harvey, we've seen 2 starts from each of them. They've all been pretty good.
Yeah, they've all been good.
All been good.
First
Every
time around, the top three's performed.
Yep.
I think it's a very interesting day here in the Bronx because Jordan Montgomery's making his Major League debut.
Indeed.
And I think there's something exciting about that. First of all, I didn't even realize this. The Yankees have not exactly had a plethora of young left-handed starting pitchers making their debuts over the last couple of years. So him going out there and making his Major League debut as a lefty in this rotation in this ballpark is valuable. He was really good in the minor leagues last year. He was impressive in spring training. And as we've seen over the last year and a half, a lot of position players have come up with promise, whether it's Gary Sanchez or Greg Bird, and eventually we'll see Gleyber Torres and Clint Frazier. We haven't seen a lot of good young pitching, and today we get potentially a glimpse of a guy who isn't regarded as an ace or a number 2 or even a number 3, but could certainly be a solid rotation arm. So it's always exciting when you get to see a kid make his Major League debut. I did read in the Post this morning an unnamed talent evaluator, a scout, called Jordan Montgomery a poor man's Steven Matz, which is a fine comparison if the guy's healthy.
Yeah, well.
Now, that part was left out.
I'd like to see Steven Matz, stay healthy and actually give you a full season of, 30 whatever it is starts. That would be nice.
If Jordan Montgomery is a poor man's healthy Steve Matz, that's not too bad.
Right.
Matz has been a halfway decent major leaguer. Maybe Jordan Montgomery can be the same. But when I hear a comparison to a guy that's never healthy, even though I'm sure that's not what the talent evaluator meant, you wonder. So it'll be interesting to see him today as the Yankees try to build off what was just a remarkable performance by Michael Pineda on opening day.
No, stellar. No question about it.
The lineup today looks a little bit different. The lineup's already been posted by the Yankees. No Brett Gardner, no Austin Romine, no Ronald Torres. Those guys are not playing. So you've got Ellsbury leading off in center. Aaron Hicks is playing left field, who, by the way, Brian Cashman, when he was on with us on Monday, when referring to the young players, threw Aaron Hicks in there, which shows you
They love the guy.
Yeah, they like
him.
And
they still think he's got a lot of potential. I know a lot of Yankee fans are sour on him. He didn't have a good year last year. I get that. But I thought that said a lot that Cashman, when talking about the young players with us, made sure to mention Aaron Hicks as one of those guys.
Right, yep.
So Aaron Hicks is batting second. Matt Holliday is batting third at DH. Chris Carter is cleaning up. Obviously, he continues to play first base until Greg Bird is ready. Now, today there's a lefty on the mound for Tampa and Blake Snell. So who knows if it's the sickness that Bird has had. He's been feeling under the weather, the foot. Or if it's simply, hey, there's a lefty on the mound. We're not playing him. Starling Castro is batting fifth. Chase Headley is batting sixth. Aaron Judge is in right field. Higa Shioka, the catcher who had a really good year last year at AA and AAA, is behind the plate. And Pete Cosma is going to bat ninth and play shortstop. So a little bit different-looking Yankee lineup today.
Quite a bit different, really.
Sure. Seeing a couple of guys we haven't seen that much of this year.
Yep.
Cosma, Higa Shioka being another one. And we'll see what they do against Blake Snell today on a day in which, you mentioned it, it's cloudy right
Very
now.
Very cloudy.
I read there's a chance of a quick shower. But overall, it's supposed to be a pretty nice day. It's supposed to be in the low to mid-70s, which for April, I mean, you should be
stellar.
Having a party.
April 12th, I'm in.
Yeah.
You kidding me? 70 degrees? Let's go.
Sign for that.
Yep.
We will talk to David Cone a little bit later on. He, of course, does a great job on the Yes Network. We'll talk some Yankees with David Cone. John Sterling will stop by. We've got Yankee tickets to give away in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll get you set for tonight's Ranger playoff game. And for some reason, the Brooklyn Nets are trying to help the Chicago Bulls. We'll get to that coming up later on as well. Toll-free number is 877-337-6666. Benigno and Roberts broadcasting live yet again from the house that George built.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.